McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys. How are y'all out there today?
You know, welcome, Coach Warren. Welcome back to the show as we move forward in the season. And got a lot of great things to talk about today. Let's just dive right in to the ball game from this past Friday night at Savannah High School. And lots of good to talk about today.
Yeah, you know, Savannah High was a struggling ball team, and we feel like we've been playing pretty good football. So the big challenge I had for the team was to play our game, not theirs. I had seen Screven County perhaps for three quarters play along with them, and then decide to play Screven County's game in the fourth quarter. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play our game early. Maybe put them away, which we were able to do, and then get the young guys some reps because they hadn't had reps in a few weeks with the hurricane and JV cancellations.
Yeah, and you just mentioned something that's very important is to, you know, focus on yourselves. You know, focus on the Bucs football that's being played and not the other team, and to come out and really establish yourselves early.
Yeah, we did, and you're 100% right. I used to use that wording a lot, to focus on ourselves, but that – kind of struck something up I've been thinking about hard. I'm just working on ourselves right now. Just we've got enough to worry about without the enemy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great point. You scored, I think if I read the transcript correctly, that you scored twice in a matter of seconds. You know, talk about the speed of that and how that transpired.
Well, spoke with the captains, and we decided to defer if we won the toss to play defense first. So we did. We held them three and out, and they punted. And we got the ball, drove down, and scored. So there's the first score. I thought we could onside kick them, get the possession back, and go up another score. We were able to execute that. Keyshawn Tyson kicked the ball. We recovered it, went down and scored again. So they had three offensive plays and were down by two scores. So they get the ball back, they run three plays, they punt, Jaden Ellis blocks the punt down in the red zone, and we score again. So we're up three scores, and the first quarter's barely got 2 or 3 minutes going.
Yes, the scoring was early, it was often big plays, explosive plays, but of course, as you just said, defense. And stopping the other team and establishing your dominance in that part of the ball game led to good things.
It did. You know, we came along really quickly this year on defense. We decided to play something simple, something fast, and effective with the skill set that we have. And so we've been in a 4-3 defense, Todd. And when we can play it with confidence, line up with confidence, we're tough. And we kind of turned it over to the defense, and the offense was very productive this time. You know, you can't discount, you say, well, the other aspect of the game is special teams, and when we come back from this brief break, we'll talk a little bit about special teams.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so we talked about defense. I think, Todd, they had like negative yards. They didn't have much at all. Maybe some positive yards against our JV in the fourth, you know, in the fourth, third, fourth quarter. Offense was on fire. You know, we haven't driven the ball like I like to drive the ball and, you know, take 8-10 minutes off the clock, 10-15 play drive. We're just not geared that way this year. We're more explosive, and we hit some explosives. I think Andrew Roberson had two touchdowns. Jay Nellis had two touchdowns. Greg Peacock had one. We had scooping scores, but the special teams is kind of what I wanted to talk about. We blocked a punt, so that was a huge deal.
Right.
You know, the statistics show when you block a punt or a kick like that, your percentage of chance to win the game goes way up. And then we recovered an onside kick. I guess if I had any ding on the special teams, it was the extra point kicking. We missed several of those. And hopefully we'll have that back on track this week.
Yeah, the special teams made a huge impact on the game, as they do any time when they perform well, and they performed exceptionally well on Friday night, Coach. Talk to us about the offensive side of the ball. You've talked about a lot of the scoring and the way the defense set that up, but you had some impressive scoring drives as well.
We did. We drove the ball well. One of the plays that hit well was the jet sweep. Just the way they were playing defensively, we were able to get the edge quite often, and then when they were trying to stop the jet, we were able to hit the vertical passing game downfield. They came off our edges a lot. You know, we don't run a tight end, so they came off the edges trying to bottle Nehemiah West up, our quarterback, and he was able to dump a ball to Greg Peacock a couple times for big plays. He had Andrew Roberson deep for big plays. Jay Nellis got on the perimeter on the jet sweep. I guess if something that they hurt us a little bit, they took our fullback game, I won't say out, but they definitely were worried about our fullback game to the extent it opened up other opportunities.
And in that game, the primary fullback was Lorenzo Reed.
Lorenzo's talented. He got better blocking this week. He struggled hitting what we call the point of contact. He struggled a little bit reading those this week, but I think that comes with just reps and time.
Right. How about on the defensive side of the ball? You mentioned that they were held to negative yardage, you know, very few yards until the JV came in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's right.
But from the defensive side of the ball, what was working Friday night, Coach?
We were playing 4-3 base and a technique called hammer where we adjust quite a bit off the ball, on the ball with the Sam linebacker, who was Jaden Nellis. And his job at that point of attack was to turn everything into Derek Irons, Javonte Cummings, and Nehemiah West. So, and Tyler, of course, you can't discount Tyler Alexander and Makai Jackson at the linebacker positions either. So that was a big focal point, was to say, okay, if you're going to run at us, you're going to run at these dudes. And they played well. Javonte reset the line of scrimmage. Derek, they didn't know which way he went sometimes. He was off the ball so quick. And Jay Nellis was our leading tackler this week. He was player of the week, and he had 9 tackles, 2 touchdowns, and a block punt. He had a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, he had a big ball game. He gets to hold the championship belt.
He did.
And he gets to go eat pizza. Is that right, Coach?
We did. We had a big time eating pizza yesterday. So, you know, yeah, he had a stellar performance in all phases of the game.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. So we've talked about the big win, big region win last week. Let's talk about some individual player highlights, and there's so many of them. You've hit on some of them with Jaden Ellis. We'll go into that more. But on the offensive side of the ball, who really shined this past Friday night?
Well, you know, our offensive line, we graduated quite a few guys off the offensive line last year, some big guys. Wayne McClinton, you know, Trey, Dawson, Dalton, those guys. So this year we had to rebuild that line, Todd, and those guys, it's been a process all year. So right now we feel like we're pretty smart up there on the line, not nearly as big as we've been, and Friday night was probably their best overall game. They tried to do what we asked them to do. I think everybody graded in the 80s to 90 percentile.
Nice.
So that was a big part of why things were working. Were we perfect? No. But fullback game blocking stuff didn't go well, but the rest of the offense did. So the offensive line, I have to start with them. That's starts at center with Brandon Acree. He can tell everybody up there where they're supposed to block. And he's by far the captain on that offensive line. He does a good job. And he got to go eat pizza for those efforts this week. And then, in fact, he was the last one there still eating pizza when Coach Hall and I left. Then on the strong side, you've got Sam Sullivan at guard and Chris Austin at tackle. Those guys did really well. It's hard to get Sam to bust a play. He might miss a block or get beat, but he's usually right where he's supposed to be. And Chris Austin has gotten better and better. If he has a good year in the weight room this upcoming season, he could be special next year on the offensive line. On the quick side, so we have a strong on the quick side. Quick side guard is Jabari Grant. He has really improved. He's still learning the position, but he works hard at it, which is, as long as I see you taking steps forward, I can deal with that, even when you mess up. And a quick tackle is a two-year starter, Gage Medlock. We get all the Gage that we can get out of him. So those guys were primarily responsible for us being able to move the ball, Friday. Then you got to go to quarterback Neo West, who's the orchestrates the whole thing.
Yes, he does.
You know, he buys time constantly with his feet, even when we miss a block. He's able to, a lot of times, you know, buy some time and throw a ball. Friday, we ran a bootleg, a play away from the run action, and they had a great defense call. We could not get the edge, and he knew where that linebacker came from, and Greg Peacock ran right into where that linebacker came from. We just threw a little 8-yard ball to him, and he ran, seemed like forever. So, you got him doing that at quarterback, and he threw two great balls to Andrew Roberson that were scores. For whatever the reason, they were backed off Craig Battle. They were playing him in a high zone not to give up the explosive play. And then they were in Andrew's face, and it was like, okay, if you're going to play in his face, we're going to take some deep shots. And he caught. He was 2-for-2 on the deep shots.
Yeah, those are nice. I mean, over-the-shoulder catches in stride. I mean, well-thrown and well-caught.
Yeah, I think we only really struggled with one. We got hit one time on a pass play to Craig Battle. He was open, but the ball was thrown short. And it was just some pressure got to the quarterback. And then, you know, you've got Greg Peacock, Jaden Ellis, and DeMonte Holland playing slot. They did really well. Fullback was Lorenzo. Thought his blocking improved, but by scheme, Savannah was really playing our fullback game tough.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So that's it, Todd, on the offense. Later our young bucks came in and the fullback game kind of got established. Jaden Lotson ran the ball well. George Campbell ran the ball well. I saw Tanner Willis out there playing tight end. So some of the young guys got to go in. I know they were mortified, but that's okay. You'll remember that first time you're in a varsity game.
Yes, sir. So, you know, offensively, it was clicking. It sounds like the offensive line's really making good strides, as are all the players. They're working hard. But, you know, always good to hear that in a area of the team and on the field that has had to be rebuilt, that, you know, they're making progress.
They are. Don't get me wrong. We've got a long way to go, but just running out of time, and we are getting better.
Yes, sir. Defensively, who really stood out defensively, and how did they do it?
Well, we'll talk about the other side of the line of scrimmage. So we control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. But our defensive line, just as they have multiple times this year, just decimated the opponent's offensive line. So that was Derek Irons at strong side end, Javonte Cummings at strong side tackle, Anthony Jackson at quick side tackle, and Jaden Lotson at quick side defensive end. And then you had Keyshawn Tyson came in and played a little bit of end as well in the varsity downs. I think he had three tackles for losses. We had multiple quarterback sacks, a bunch of tackles for losses where you couldn't decide if it was a run or a pass, but we got them, caught right. Some fumbles. There was one play, Anthony Jackson went through the line so fast, if he had known what he was doing, he almost could have taken the handoff.
Wow.
He didn't, so hit the what's called the mesh where they're handing the ball off so hard, the ball just fell on the ground.
So he was very active, in that defensive line.
He is. His job is just to make a mess, and he does a good job of that most of the time.
He is good at making a mess on that defensive line. Absolutely, you know, senior leader that he is. And then you've already talked about special teams, but who really stood out there, Coach?
Well, I thought Keyshawn Tyson did a good job of keeping the ball away from their return men. So we scored quite a bit, and he had to kick the ball off a lot. So we went through our whole tackle box of lures and kicks and things to keep the ball away from their guys, including the onside kick. And we never got any balls kicked in the end zone. We kicked a couple down to the 10. I think they returned them out to around 30.
Yeah, that's he's getting better and better. On the onside kick early in the ball game, I actually thought mistakenly that he had miskicked that, but it ends up being an almost perfect onside kick.
It was pretty impressive. It was a middle onside with our full spread look, to cover the field. We number our kickoff coverage guys. They're a number one, number two, number three. A number one is directly to the ball. A two is a tackler off the one's drive to the ball. So if a one goes down and forces a guy in or out, that two's there to make a tackle. And a three's kind of a safety guy. I got one in the middle of the kicker and two on the edges. So on the onsides that we called, those ones were ready to go get that football, and that's what they did.
Yeah, and they got it. I mean, it was impressive and very exciting. You know, before we go to break here, Coach, just let's go back to Nehemiah West. I mean, he just absolutely makes the show go.
Yeah, he does. He's a special kid. You don't get to coach kids like him, young men like him, all the time. He had an interception for a touchdown. Offensively, defensively, did some special things. We'll talk about him after the break.
Sounds good, Coach. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. So let's continue with what we left to break with Coach Warren. you know, Neo West, you know, Captain Neo, QB1, The Matrix. I mean, this kid absolutely makes the show go. And I think, you know, he's a big part of what's going on.
Yeah, you can definitely tell, you know, he runs the show. And we've only been without him one time this year. And, in fact, we were without two quarterbacks, and we didn't have much offense. So, that was a big deal. But he Friday night, he in a half now, we're not talking about a whole game, he only played in the first two quarters. He had two touchdown passes for 90-something yards. And then he led scoring drives multiple times in the first half. And then he intercepted a ball and ran it back for a touchdown. So he contributed in the air for three touchdowns.
And that was all in a half.
In a half, yeah, it was all in a half. So he's fun to watch. And I like what you said about The Matrix, the movie. Sometimes he moves so fast that I'm like, my goodness, I'd hate to try to tackle that.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, sometimes I say that he's the Matrix because he controls the reality of whatever games he's in. I mean, he has a big say in the outcome often.
He does. I like it because he looks like everything else is in slow motion to him.
That's right. Well, you know, a lot of good things going on this past week, but let's look forward. We got Portal coming into the ship here at home this Friday. It's a big region matchup. There are playoff implications on this game as well. It's going to be senior night. Lots of emotions going wild. It's going to be a blackout, too. Everybody's going to be dressed in black to support the Bucks. And a lot of big things going on in this game. And this is a Portal team that won the region last year. And although they lost some players to graduation, you know, there's a lot of kids on this team that remember what it takes to be region champions. So it's a big ball game.
Yes, you're exactly right. You know, we owe them one. They came over in last year with a really good football team, with a quarterback that was special, you know, a receiver that went to Florida. Coach Jason McKeachin's done a good job of flipping that program, and they're not as good as they were last year, but they're very well coached. They do a good job with what they do, and if you take a break on them, take a nap on them, they can beat you. So we've got to play well, and it does have playoff implications. We've probably locked up third place, but if we were to lose to Portal and ECI were to beat Screven and Metter, we would go from the third seed to the fourth seed. So we need to just go ahead and wrap that up.
And it's always a good scenario, a best scenario to have your destiny in your own hands.
That's correct. I'm super excited about that, and you know we. The state of Georgia removed the 7A classification last year, or for this year. And that pushed all the 7A teams to 6A, 6A down. So there's a ripple effect all the way down to single A. So we have single A regions and competition right now is off the chain good. We're sitting statistically in the category of the region championship team we had here. But the competition, there's more teams down, larger teams like Metter, Brooks County, Irwin, some of those guys. And the competition's stout, but I feel pretty good about the Bucks being a tough out on anybody we play from here on out. So we've got a good defense. Offense has gotten better every week. So I'm excited about being in the playoffs, win or lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's setting up to be a big ball game. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What are we going to be looking at with Portal's offense, Coach?
All right, Portal has gone away from the spread somewhat. They've gotten into more of something their kids can do, which is a sign of good coaching. They're in a single-wing offense, and it's an unbalanced offense. There's receivers and tackles everywhere. Like, they might have a tackle at the tight end position. They might have a running back or tight end at the tackle position. And it's just you got to see all that stuff. And then they try to run the ball and outnumber you at the point of attack, which I've done a lot in my career. They have a big quarterback, number 5, who's a big, powerful runner, throws the ball well. Then they have number 9, number 0, number 3 that get in the wildcat position and run the ball. So we've got our hands full. Then they'll make you think they're in that single wing, which has two quarterbacks, by the way. They're two running back guys.
Two quarterbacks.
Standing side by side. Then they'll disguise it and have the actual quarterback and running back there and actually be in the spread. So that's... He hit Jenkins County with a surprise. We're in the spread touchdown early, so we've got to watch out for that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like they've made some adjustments to the talent they have, which is, as you mentioned, a sign of good coaching. What are we looking at on defense from the Portal Panthers?
Portal has struggled defensively with an identity. They, I've seen them in a 3-5, a 4-4, 4-3, 3-4, 4-2-5. We're expecting probably a what they've been playing most recently, which is a 3-4 defense. But they have the ability to morph it into a four-man front very quickly. So
okay.
That's what we're expecting.
So it sounds like it's going to be set up to be a good challenge for the Bucks with Porter rolling in here Friday night. And you've mentioned that, you know, that we could swing from 3-4. You know, some things could happen around the region. Lots of football left to be played, not by us. We had a bye during the hurricane, but a lot of schools had to reschedule games. Some have played two per week. And then this extra week, next week, we have a bye, but lots of teams are still playing, so there could be some movement.
Yeah, there could be. There could be a little. We hold the tiebreaker against ECI, and that's going and Scraven County. Those are the two teams that could challenge us. If we finish the region play at 6 wins and 2 losses, we're pretty much a shoe-in for the third seed. But there are, like you just said, there's a couple of scenarios where if we were to slip up and get a third loss that we could move down to the fourth seed. But I think if things shake out, even if one of those two teams ended up being 3 losses with us, that we hold the tiebreaker against them. So that we're looking pretty good.
It's a good thing. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate, which has not been the case all season. Should be a beautiful night here at the ship in, McIntosh County Academy right here in Darien, Georgia on the coast. You folks come out, we're going to have it's going to be a good time. Lots of celebrations with seniors. And, we always feed you well here at the ship. So in the time we have left, just a few seconds, Coach, how's practice going this week?
Well, I feel like our attention span is short, so we have kept everything up-tempo, 5 to 8 minutes per session, and we've been ending anywhere from 4:30 to 5 o'clock when we're going. So I think that's the way we'll finish the rest of the year because they're tired mentally, so we've got to get the most in a short period of time.
Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off, and always remember, we are one Buck.